Beyond that, we have a youth group tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll be watching The Chosen with the adults, going through that Bible study and doing discussion on our own. But with that, we have Megateen coming up March 25th and 26th. If you're interested, if you're 7th through 12th grade, that's a great opportunity to meet some new people, make some friends, and grow closer to God that weekend. So there are registration forms in my office or in the foyer for that. That is, there's more information in the bulletin. We also have our Camp Barnabas missions trip this summer. That's July 30th through August 5th. We will be serving as camp counselors for people with mental and physical disabilities, so that way they can enjoy camp for themselves this summer. So if you're interested in joining us on that trip, please talk to me as soon as possible. There's registrations on the Camp Barnabas website, but those spots are filling quickly, and registration ends by the end of April, assuming those spots don't fill up. The church membership class is going to be March 27th and April 3rd, so that's not next Sunday, but the Sunday after that. If you want to know more about the church or want to potentially become a member of the church, please talk to Pastor Jim, or there's a sign-up sheet for that in the foyer as well. We have Young Adult Bible Study tomorrow night at 8 p.m. That'll be covering the same week in the Chosen study as the church here. So if you can't make it tonight, Kelly and I will have that playing at our house tomorrow night at 8. Are there any other announcements this morning? The call to worship this morning is Psalm 51, verses 1 and 2. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
Use your hymnals, or I'm assuming it's going to be on the board. We praise thee, O God, our Redeemer. Hymn 16. We praise thee, O God, our Redeemer, Creator, and grateful devotion our tribute we bring. We lay it before thee, we kneel and adore thee, we bless thy holy name, glad praises we sing. We worship thee, God of our fathers, we bless thee through life, storm and tempest, our God hast thou been. When perils o'ertake us, and safe thou wilt make us, and with thy help, O Lord, our battles we win. With voices united, our praises we offer to thee, great Jehovah, glad anthems we raise. Thy strong arm will guide us, God is beside us, to thee our great Redeemer forever we praise. Thank you for your singing. Please greet one another if you'd like.
Again, we welcome you to our worship service. It's our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before one another and before the Lord. I continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright. This week has been quite a roller coaster for the family in trying to get Nathan to the next facility to continue to aid in his recovery and his rehabilitation. And so they will be heading to Omaha for the next facility. And that was a huge answer to prayer, that the insurance company relented of their first no, and that they are able to move forward. The flowers up on the platform are from the Gene Swainy's family in honor of Gene as he passed away. And we also continue to pray for Max Harrell's family in his passing, and grateful to see Ron here today. He had a procedure Wednesday, and he's up and about, and Lord willing, the kidney stones have been taken care of. Lord willing, we're grateful that you're here. Other prayer requests or praises? Dale. Yes, next Sunday is Youth Sunday, but also James will be with us. From my talking with him, he, as an American citizen and a resident of Milwaukee, got summoned for jury duty, and he decided that was God's will for him to come to the United States. I would have thought an exemption would have been granted, but he thought it was God's will to come see his supporters, so... but again, yeah, he was traveling without his family. Italy is still very hard to get out of, but as an American citizen, he has a bit more access. So I'll pray for his travels as he comes this direction and the opportunity we have to hear of what God is doing. They've had quite a few changes, not just because of COVID, but of their housing and things like that. So it'll be good to hear from him. Any other prayer requests or praises? Val. Okay,
I saw Kaylee pulled in a new background with her, James, and she needs prayer because that was pretty bad, so she had done something to help share with you from that cancer. She's going to be back at it.
And that's Kaylee Fulton, that the cancer has come back. So we will pray for the direction there. And for God's healing. Any other prayer requests or praises?
Praise the Lord for the beautiful weather.
Yes, we will continue to pray for moisture. Thank you for those that prayed for us. We were down in Nebraska this past week, and they had a winter storm go through. So we do know there's moisture out there. It was 6 to 7 inches of snow for them, gone by the next day. But... it was definitely, everywhere is really dry. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie.
All the refugees in Ukraine just tears my heart to see those families separated, those little children. One with the mother, but a place of safety, a lot of money. It's kind of terrible on those children.
Yes. The ongoing situation in Ukraine, and especially with the the refugee situation in the neighboring countries. And I know, Christina, your sister's transitioned to Moldova and into working with refugees. So we'll pray for Holly as well as the missionaries with YFC, with Mike Manna's updates. They've been also working with refugees. Janet. Stephanie and Annie?
Yeah, sisters.
Okay. We will pray for them. Janet's request is for friends in Ohio, Stephanie and Annie. They grew up in Ukraine?
Yes.
Okay.
Missionary kids.
Okay. because I was going to say Stephanie and Annie aren't Ukrainian names, but they were flying into Poland and then trying to get into Ukraine to assist. Any other prayer requests? Oh, June.
Our granddaughter's fiance is going over to Poland to aid refugees out of Ukraine with a group of volunteers, actually.
And his name?
Brady.
So June Ohm, Ron and June Ohm's granddaughter's fiance, Brady, will be traveling with a group to Poland to assist with the refugees. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we start our week, we look at the calendar and it's telling us that we're getting closer to spring. This past evening, we had the ritual of springing forward, and that losing an hour is always difficult. Thank you that you are not bound by time, and you are not overburdened with our requests. As our sovereign Lord, you reign and rule over all, and you provide help in our time of need. Father, we lift up these requests to you. We pray for the needs in our own church. We continue to pray for Brian and Deb and Nathan in Nathan's recovery. We continue to join alongside of them and pray for complete healing. And we rejoice that you soften the hearts of the insurance company, and in their appeal, they have changed their mind and able to open the doors to get to the next facility. Father, I pray that the work that you've been doing in Nathan's life at Madonna will continue at the next center, and his mind would be renewed, his body would be strengthened. Father, give Brian and Deb the peace that you are there in their midst and they have seen you work. Continue to encourage them in the difficult days ahead. Father, we also pray for those who have lost loved ones. We have, in our own congregation, with George's passing, pray for the Melber family. For Gene Swaney's passing, we pray for his family as well, and for Max Harrell's family. It is the reminder that none of us will get out of this world alive. And so knowing where our future is secure is of utmost importance. Thank you for the hope that we have in Christ, for the presence of your Holy Spirit reminding us that you will guarantee all your promises, that in Jesus we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we can spend eternity with you for his sacrifice, but it is a gift. And so, Father, help us to remember to be witnesses for you as well in our community, in our families. Father, we continue to pray for healing for Ron and the kidney stone episode that he has been going through. We pray for alleviating of the pain, for better days, pain-free days. Father, we continually place him in your hand. Father, we also lift up in our community, we pray for Kayleen Fulton and the news that she has received. Father, we ask as the great physician, you would heal and you would use whatever means, whether it be the doctors or your divine intervention in her life. Draw her to yourself and may she walk with your peace guarding her heart and mind and for her family as well. Father, we pray for our missionaries around the world. We lift up James Romano as he travels, grateful that he is able to get to the United States and come bring a report. We pray for Heidi and the kids back in Italy for the opportunities for summer ministry as they get prepared, that you'd open doors for them there. Father, we also are grateful for the moisture you've sent, and we continue to pray for more, and you know our needs. We also lift up our world. We lift up the issues going on in Ukraine, that the war that is there, it is hard to fathom all the ins and outs. It is hard to witness the refugees and the devastation, and especially so far away in the comfort of our own community and our own little world. But Father, you've called us to weep with those who weep, to mourn with those who mourn, and we lift up, especially the church in Ukraine, as they mobilize, as they have worked with refugees from Crimea and now their own country, that these opportunities, they would get the supplies they need. We pray for Stephanie and Annie going out of Ohio. Protect them. Protect Brady as he goes with the group to work to Poland, as the church around the world mobilizes. But Father, we ask for peace to break out. Father, you are the one who steers the hearts of the kings where you will. And this is all a part of your plan, though we do not understand it. But it is a part of an opportunity to be your hands and feet. But we pray that peace would come to Ukraine, that the hostilities would cease. For those that have been devastated, we know that you are the God who cares for us, and may they see that. Father, for our time today, we thank you for the opportunity of fellowshipping together, for the gifts and offerings that we have brought today. We continue to ask that you would use them for your honor and glory through the ministries of our church here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. And just as the praise team comes forward, just one note, with James Romano with us next week, we will have an opportunity for a love offering, and that will have envelopes for that by the offering box next week.
Coming. I'm not a great big fan of the cold, or more of working out in it, but that's just part of dealing with where we live. Some days it hurts my face, but I do like the warm weather and the sunshine. I know there's a lot of troubled people around the world, and as we think of and pray for our brothers and sisters around the world in different parts of our country and other countries that are suffering, I think we need to praise God too for what he does for us. And so let's stand together and worship this morning.
Blessed be your name in a land that is blessed. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Sometimes it is hard to see the blessings in our struggles and in our pain and suffering, and then or sometimes we're watching others. But as I've said several times, you know, we have a special place for God, or he has a special place for us that only he can fill. And that's where we need to stay focused, even though that's rather hard in the hard times. We've got to continue to give our hearts to him every day, not just once and done. You know, it's like a relationship with a friend. Your friendship grows as you spend time together. Otherwise, you're probably just an acquaintance if you just know somebody.
Strong, you are.
mercies of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect.
Favorites, I guess it's kind of become one that I really like, mostly because, well, a lot of it because of the message and the reminder that's in it, that I can't hold on to myself and the chaos that I try to control, that I need to turn to God and say, here's my heart, here's my life, and let him take control of it. As hard as that is for those of us that like to be in control of the situation. But, you know, one more song that was brought to us from a missions trip. And I think we ought to do a little bit more, but.
Thank you. Father, we thank you that we can sing praise to you. We thank you that we know that you are sovereign and you are in control. And when we look around the world and see things happening that we don't understand and even that we wonder why you don't fix, thank you that we know that you are sovereign, you're in control, that your plan will be accomplished. We pray that we would just trust in your goodness and your sovereignty, that we would be reminded daily of your love for us. Thank you for the privilege of being your children and gathering together this morning to worship you and sing praise to your name. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I invite you to open your Bible to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. This is a message called In Christ Jesus, Part 2. We're going to read Romans 8, 1 through 11, just like we did last week. Last week we only looked at verse 1.